Hello, here we are for Parshas Vaera, and so we're really getting into Shemois a little bit, but those of you who listened last week to the Shemois Shir, remember that we have some unfinished business to take care of. Specifically during the last Shir, we wondered about how to make Shalom between what we learn in the Torah and what we say at the Haggadah on Pesach night, and the Parshas Chof, in Yecheskel and Parshas Chof Gimel, where you see a very, very different picture, l'cha'ira. In the Torah, we don't really get a hint. Well, there is a hint. The Mishchu Yedeichem in Avodah Zarah, at the end, by Mishchu Kuchu, that the Rebbein Shom was exhorting us to take our hands away from Avodah Zarah. But the whole concept that throughout this time when Yidden were in Mitzrayim, they were serving Avodah Zarah, that is something which we don't really pick up in the Chumash. And the Yecheskel makes it abundantly clear. And we saw from Perek Chof Gimel that it wasn't just a historical fact that many, many, many years ago they served Avodah Zarah. No, that was 1,000 years later, when it was just before the Churban. The Rebbein Shom is telling Yecheskel that the reason why Klal Yisrael was so lohut after Avodah Zarah was because they had been influenced towards that in Mitzrayim. So we see that the adikus to Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim was of such profound power, and it touched them so deeply that 1,000 years later it was still possible, in spite of all the history that had passed between then and now, still it was possible to trace their attraction to Avodah Zarah right before the Churban Bayis Rishon, 1,000 years later, to their experiences in Mitzrayim. And in that Perek Chof in Yecheskel, the Rebbein Shem says the whole time, look, you served Avodah Zarah, you didn't listen to me when I begged you to stop the Avodah Zarah. So I wanted to destroy you in Mitzrayim. Why didn't I do it? Because I didn't want there to be a Chilul Hashem. And we felt that that's just such a depressing kind of thought. That's not what we say on Haggadah on Seder night, that Rebbein Shem really begrudged us taking us out of Mitzrayim, that really we shouldn't have been taken out of Mitzrayim, we didn't deserve, we had not been true to our part of the contract. But Rebbein Shem kind of said, nu vos kementon, we have to avoid the Chilul Hashem at all costs, so we're going to take them out of Mitzrayim. That's not the picture that we get. The picture that we get, and rightly so, from Sefer Shemois and from the Haggadah on Pesach night and the whole Haggadah experience every year, is the enormous love of the Rebbein Shalom for Klal Yisrael, v'nitzag l'Hashem elokeinu, v'yayis amoleinu, v'samoleinu, v'onyeinu, v'samoleinu, v'slachatzeinu. Everything with love, everything with avo, everything with warmth, everything with a feeling of oneness. And it's so depressing to see those parshiyos in Yecheskel, which seem to tell a different story. Now, there obviously can't be any stiras between Yecheskel and Shemois, so we need to find a way of making shalom between those two accounts of what happened. And of course, it's no secret that we're going to have to come out with the fact that in spite of what we learn in Yecheskel about the in spite of the Avodah Zarah which they practice and so on, still ultimately what comes out, although it says in Yecheskel that he didn't want to take us out of Mitzrayim, he wanted to destroy us in Mitzrayim, and he only did it because there shouldn't be a Chilul Hashem, but really that translates into the impression that we get from Chumash and that we get from the Haggadah. Now, in order to do that, we need to learn a Ramban in Ha'azinu. If some of you have read some of the little Sforim that I gave out in the last few years, I've quoted that Ramban on various occasions. Maybe you know it from there, but it's an unbelievable Ramban. And some of you may want to take a Ramban and follow inside. We'll just learn the Ramban and see what the Ramban says, because really it's so yesoidistic, and it's really the key to understanding really everything, because everything at bottom, our whole Yiddishkeit, is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. If you remember the Ramban at the end of Boy, all the mitzvahs, so many mitzvahs, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim, even where we would have not expected it at all. And still everything is Zecher Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we have to come to grips with that. And think that in this Ramban we'll get a very, very good picture of how things really happened. Now the Pasuk in Hazino is Omarti af Ehem. In the middle of his Sekira of history, of Jewish history, the Rebbe Nisham says, times came, Omarti af Ehem. I thought that I would just destroy them, leave only a small portion of them. Omarti af Ehem, Ashpisa me'enor zichram. I'm going to make sure that mankind does not remember them anymore. Why won't I do it? Because lule kas oyev ogur, if it wasn't for the fact that the anger of the enemy lies in wait, pen yunakru tzoremoi, pen yomru yodenu romo, v'loy Hashem pu'al kol zayis. I can't destroy the Yidden. Why? Because if I destroy the Yidden, the goyim are going to say, well, it was we who did it. And that would be a terrible chilul Hashem, so I'm not going to do it. So really, this posuk in Hazinu, in the Sekira of Jewish history, which lies over here in Hazinu, seems to confirm the Yecheskel model, that really we have no right to exist anymore. Really we should have been wiped out of the history many, many centuries ago. Why didn't it happen? Because to avoid the Chilul Hashem. Pen yinakru tzoremoi, pen yomru yodeinu romo, v'loy Hashem pu'al kol zayis. That's very, very depressing. Who wants to be a yid b'di'evad? The Rebbe Hashem says, look, I don't have any other aid, so it mustn't be a Chilul Hashem, so I'll stick with you. Believe me, it's not what I want. That's a horrible thought, that is our relation with the Rebbe Nishlalem. So let's learn the Ramban inside. Now, the Ramban doesn't say mamish, literally what I'm going to say is the pshat, but I think that from careful learning, I'm going to say the pshat, which I think perhaps the Ramban meant. It's quite possible that he meant something else. But I will share with you what I thought he means. So this Ramban is on Pasuk Chavov, Perek Lamed Beis in Devarim, Pasuk Chavov, and we're going to about a quarter of the way down. Okay, Ashpisa me'eno zichron. So the Pasuk says that the Rebbe Nishlalem had intended Ashpisa me'eno zichron. So the Ramban starts like this: Goluseinu bein ha'amim. This refers to our Golus today. Well, the Ramban was pretty much 800-900 years ago, but that's our Golus still, same Golus. Goluseinu bein ha'amim, anachnu Yehuda v'Binyamin. He means the 10 tribes already went into Golus long before the Churban Bayis Rishon. Ashur took them into Golus. Sancheirev. But we, Yehuda and Binyamin, and this pasuk refers to us, she'ein lonu zecha bo'amim. Nobody looks at us as a nation. V'loi nechoshev le'am v'umo klal. What are we? We're a bunch of exiles chasing around from this country to that country, being driven out here, being driven out there. We are nothing. We're one big nothing. V'hine, and that's the pshat, yeah? Omarti af ehem. Ashbiso me'enu zichem. V'hine yoyme ha'kosof. Ki hoyo b'midas ha'din. If justice would have its way, what would have happened? We should really remain in this terrible Golus Edom. We should remain here le'olam forever. And we would. Except why not? Lule kaas oyev. If it weren't for the fact that the anger, the hatred of the enemies lie in wait for us, and they're going to say, Yodeinu Roma, it's we who were strong, v'loy Hashem pu'al kol zayis. Now the Ramban explains, ki begoluseinu ato tamos chusavas. Really, when you get right down to it, we have to admit that in our present golus, it's very probable that chusavas by itself would not help us anymore. Tamos chusavas. It's ki'ilu, it's been used up. This is a whole big concept, the concept of tamos chusavas. That's a whole big sugya which we ought to treat separately. It doesn't mean that there was so much chus and at some point it runs out. What it means is that there are points in history where we are not sufficiently sons of the ovas that their chus should help us. Tamos chusavas, the matzav in which we are, because we put ourselves in that matzav, is such that the Ovas Ki'ilu Chas V'Sholem would reject us and say, look, why should our Schus help for these people? I don't recognize them as my children. That's the pshat of Tamos Chus Ovos. And we've got to that. We've got to a point where Tamos Chus Ovos, Ve'ein lonu hatzolo miyat ha'amim, rak pa'avur shemo ha'godol yizborach. And the only hope which we have to be saved, and that ultimately our history is going to look up again, is not going to be in our own merits, but it's only rak ba'avur shemo ha'godol yizborach. In order to save the shame of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, there shouldn't be a chilul Hashem chas v'shalom. And that's what it says in Yecheskel. Ke'inyon she'omer b'Yecheskel, v'yikavtzi eschem min ha'arotzos, asher nefutzos embom, I'll bring you back from the golos. V'nikdashti bochem le'enei ha'goyim, and I will be niskadesh in the eyes of the goyim. V'yidatem ke'ani Hashem ba'asosi eschem lema'an shemi. It's not going to be because you're Groyser Tzaddikim and because you're Meisim demand that I should take you out of Golos and so on. Not at all. It's not going to be for that. So, it's only going to be to avoid a Chilul Hashem. V'chein neima od, v'as l'man shmi l'vilti heichel l'einei ha'goyim. And furthermore, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Torah said that. U'lekach hiskir Moshe b'tfilosai, v'omru ha'goyim asher shomu es shimacho leima mi'bilti yichel es Hashem. He's arguing, you can't destroy the Yidden, because then the goyim are going to say, we are the strong ones, and the Ribbono Shel'Olam can't fight against us. No, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu also said. And what happened? V'Hashem yizborach ha'ideloi bozeh. V'yoyim ha'Hashem, solachti kitvorecho by the meraglim. And Rashi points out over there, not because of your tefillah. Your tefillah, which you prayed for the Yidden, that would not cause me to be merachim on them. They're past that. They don't deserve it anymore. But your argument that it would be terrible for world history if the Jews were going to be destroyed, why? Because the Goyim would say that it's their power which did it? Well, solachti kitvorecho. That's a good argument, and because of that, I'm going to forgive them. Now, this is awful. I mean, anybody who would stop at this Ramban and stop right here, he just would be ready to jump off the roof. Is that really all that we mean? That we have lost our shaykhus to the Ribbono Shel'Olam, we have lost all that we stand for, and the only reason why we're still around is sort of grudgingly the Ribbono Shel'Olam says, no, what can I do? I don't have any other etzer, otherwise there's going to be a chilul Hashem. But if we learn the Ramban now carefully from here on, we'll see something very different. V'hatam b'tayne hazois, and the idea behind all these statements, the idea behind these statements that the Ribbono Shel'Olam will save us not because of our schuyos, but because that would be a chilul Hashem if he were to destroy us, because the Goyim would think that it is they who did it, not he. What's the idea behind this? V'atam b'tayne hazois einenu k'roitze laharois koicho ben soinov. It's not because the Ribbono Shel'Olam has to get a lot of fans from the Goyim, that the Goyim have to say, wow, isn't he a big Ribbono Shel Olam? That's not the point. Einoi laharos koichoi ben soinov. Ki chol ha-goyim ka-ayin negdoi. Ki efes vosoyu nechshavuloi. They're ayin, they're efes, they're toyu. It's totally unimportant in the sense that this Goy or that Goy should say, wow, isn't he a big Ribbono Shel Olam? That's not the idea. The idea is a much more profound and significant one, and that is this. Aber Hashem boro es ha'odam betachtoinem, the Ribbono Shel'Olam created man in this physical world, sheyakir es boiroi, v'yoyde lishmoi. He wanted man to have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel'Olam. He wanted man to be aware of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, and to praise the Ribbono Shel'Olam, or to thank the Ribbono Shel'Olam, or to acknowledge the Ribbono Shel'Olam. V'som ha'roshus b'yodai, and in order to make the human life meaningful, he gave the reshus to each person, lehora oy lehetev. He gave us bechira. We can do bad or we can do good. That's the idea which the Ribbono Shel'Olam had, and now they have bechira, and if they do what they're supposed to do, that means they use their bechira positively, and then they will come to recognize me, and that is what I want. But it didn't work out that way. What did mankind do? when they sinned willingly, the kafru by kulam, and decided to deny the Ribbono Shel Olam, daya after daya after daya after daya. The first Asor HaDayrus Mei Odom Vad Noyach, and then Asor HaDayrus from Noyach Vad Avram. Everybody dropped away. Everybody dropped away. Loi Nisha Rak Ha'om Hazeh Lishmoy. Only Klal Yisrael remained loyal to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Upirsem Bohem Be'oisois Uvimoifsem. And through Klal Yisrael, through the miracles and the wonders that he displayed in their history, he was mefarsem, he publicized through their history, ki hu elokeihu elokim v'adoneihu adonim, that he is the Ribbono Shel Olam. V'noida bozeh l'cholo amim, and now all the nations recognized him. That's what happened. So, Klal Yisrael was the means of bringing the world ki'ilu to its tachlis, because the tachlis was shiyakir ho'odam v'yoidele l'kov, and that happened only through our history. Now, v'hine im yoshuv v'ya'abed zichram, if the Ribbono Shel Olam were now, God forbid, to destroy us, what's going to happen? Yishkuchu ha'amim es oisoysov ve'es ma'asov. Then there won't be anything why the Goyim should remember the wonders and the miracles that happened during our history. V'lo yisupa oit bohem. Nobody's going to tell any more about them. And even if v'im odom yazke kein, and you'll have a guy over here, a guy over there, who'll remember something vaguely. Remember a few hundred years ago there were some Jews? V'im odom yazke kein. They'll think that whatever unusual things happened in the history of the Jew, it doesn't have anything to do with the Ribbono Shel Olam, but it was some kind of mazel, some kind of astrology, and it's not there anymore. And if that were to happen, so the whole kavona of the Bria would be bottled, that there's nothing anymore, there's no reason for anything anymore. Shelo yisha bohem yodea es boiroi. Not a single person is going to know the Ribbono Shel Olam anymore. Rak maches lefonav. They're going to have only people who anger him. What's going to happen? So that was the cheshbon, why the Ribbono Shel Olam says we have to keep the Yidden around. Now comes a sentence in the Ramban, which I personally think is perhaps the most yesoidistic sentence in the whole Perush Ramban in Chumash, but that's a silly thing to say. But it seems to be such an earth-shattering statement. Va'al Kain says, because of all this, ro'oi midin ha'rotzoin shehoyo bevriyas ha'olam, that the same will which the Ribbono Shel Olam had to create a world, that will is going to be mechayev. That he should maintain his rotzon to keep us as a nation for him throughout history. Because we are sof kol sof the only ones who know him. And that is what the posuk means when it says, Ki yodin Hashem amoy va'al avodav yisnechem. When the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to turn din onto his nation, he wants to punish them because they fell short of what they were supposed to be doing. Instead, what's going to happen? Al avodav yisnechem. He's going to have enormous rachmonis on his servants. She yizkor Hashem berachamim, because he's going to remember in his mercy. Ki heim amar me'oz. It is they and only they who are his people. V'yizkor kehem avodav, it says v'avodav yisnechem, sh'omdu loy begolusam ka'avodem lispoil ha'tzoros v'ha'shibud. U'ke'inyon sh'nema v'yoyma ach ami heimo bonim lo yishakeiro. What the Ramban is saying is like this. Sure, it says in Yecheskel, and it says over here in Hazinu, Amati af'ehem ha'shviso me'eno zichram, it's true. It says all that. It's emes. But it doesn't stop there. What's happening? The Ribbono Shel Olam says like this. He looks at Klal Yisrael and he says, they deserve to be destroyed. They're not living up to the standards which I expected of them. So then the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to say, oi, but I can't do that. There's going to be a Chilul Hashem. What's going to happen? Yeah, pen yom ra'agoyim, lama yom ra'agoyim. So then, The Rebbeinu Shem is going to say now, just a moment, how is it that the needs of Klal Yisrael and my needs are so congruent? Why is it that I need these people? They're failures, really. So why is it that I need them? Teretz, as I said to Teretz before, I need them because it's only through their history that my Metzius has been the scholar to mankind, through the miracles and the wonders that I did during their history. That is what's going to keep my existence in front of the eyes of the whole world, which was the tachlis of my Bria. So just a moment. I just now said that they were so bad and that they had fallen short of what they were supposed to be. How can it be that my whole tachlis, my whole kavone in the Bria is totally on them? How can that be? What's the answer? The answer is that they had a history which was able to display it. Why? Because they always stuck with me. They never gave up on me. They were always loyal to me. They had so many tzoros, so many pogroms, so much suffering, so much horror. And throughout that, they remained loyal to me. Of course, there were individuals who were bad, and there were individuals who did the wrong things. But Klal Yisrael as a Klal never gave up on me. And if they didn't give up on me, I can't give up on them. V'alavodav yisnecham. Avada gewiss. There is a level of a cheshbon that they don't really deserve to be kept alive, because they're not now living up to what they're supposed to be doing. So it's tamos chus ovas. But think of their history. Can we blame them for the way they are now? So many tzoros, so much trouble, so much suffering. And throughout that, they always, always kept loving me, kept being loyal to me. So, ach ami hemo, bonim lo yishakeru. They were children. They never, never, never became untrue to me. The averus which they did, the shortcomings which they had, were never an essential part of them. The essential part remained loyal. The essential part remained good. And how can I destroy them? So it comes out, what Ramban is saying is that these, if you can use a silly word like that, political cheshbonos, that, look, they really deserve to be destroyed, but there's going to be a chilul Hashem, it doesn't stop there. From there, the conclusion comes about, why? How can it be? What suddenly happened that I, the Rebbeinu Shloilem, am suddenly dependent on these people? They're not good. So why should I be dependent on them? Because the answer is, because they were loyal. Only they, doyer after doyer, nation after nation, fell away from the Rebbeinu Shloilem. Who remained true? Only Mayidin. With all their faults, or with all their shortcomings, it's all Emes. But they are the people who kept me alive in the world, are keeping me alive in the world. It's through them that the tachlis of the Bria can become Niskayim. And that is why what we say on Seder night, what we pass on to our children, what our fathers passed on to us, is Emes, V'yatzev, V'nochrein, V'kayim, V'yosha, V'neman, V'ohov, V'choviv, V'nechmod, V'noem, V'noiro, V'adir, Sukkon, V'kubal, V'toiv, V'yofe. That is the beauty of the relationship of Rabbi Nisham and Klal Yisrael, that it can never, ever, ever be broken. Because even in moments of mishpat, even in moments of disappointment, where it seems that there's really no schus to keep us going at all, there's always the memory of the loyalty which we had to the Rabbi Nisham. And that is why what we say in the Haggadah, what we learn in Chumash, we don't mention the Avodah Zarah there. All the bad things that we've done along the way, all the bad things that we're doing along the way, they are accidental. They're not ourselves. They're not our essence. In our essence, in the Pintal Yid, which is there in all of us, we remain true to the Rebbeinu Shlolem. And therefore, we are the only hope, Kvi Yochel, which the Rebbeinu Shlolem has to make history do his bidding. And that is Me'oira, the Rachamim of the Rebbeinu Shlom. That is Ki Yodin Hashem Amo, V'Alavodav Yisnecham.